Hello? Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinion. First, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, or work for a volunteer or a political campaign?
Can you say this one more time? A little bit slow, please.
Yes. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, radio, television, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or as a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November 5th? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely. Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, nor party affiliation, nor registered in a party?
I would be an independent, but in the state of Florida, you can't vote in the primaries if you're independent, like my wife, so I'm a registered Republican.
Okay. Are you or any member of your family is from Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background by any chance?
Well, my wife is, her family's from Guyana, which is in South America, but it's kind of more West Indies. It's not really considered
okay.
Latino, if they're speaking English, so I guess no would be the answer.
Understood. What is your age?
43.
Thank you. Okay, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely vote for Democratic candidate? Probably vote for Democratic? Lean slightly to Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for Republican, probably vote for Republican, or lean slightly to Republican candidate?
Well, I mean, I don't know who the candidates are right now, but I'd have to look at that, but most likely Republican, but it really depends. You know, I like to look at, you know, what each person stands for.
But I would say probably
Republican.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one is Scott Boyd.
What was that?
Scott Boyd.
There's a little bit of background noise. My daughter's on the iPad. Can you just say it a little bit slower, please?
Of course. It's Scott Boyd.
Cuff Boyd?
Yes.
Can you spell that? Because I'm pretty knowledgeable about all this stuff, but I don't think I'm hearing it correctly. So can you spell that?
Of course. S-C-O-T-T and the last name B-O-Y-D.
Oh, the person's name. Oh, yes. I don't know who that is, actually. Right now.
Okay. The next one is...
Yeah. You said Scott Boyd. Okay, I got you.
Yes. The next one is Caroline Amesty.
Yeah, I've heard of her. Yeah.
And your opinion is favorable or unfavorable about her?
Favorable?
Very or somewhat?
Okay, somewhat.
Thank you. Leonard Spencer.
Lot, yeah, you know, it's kind of thing where I know some of them, but it's easier if I'm, like, looking at it. But Lana, what's your last name?
Now, Leonard Spencer, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I would just say, like, neutral.
Okay.
There's a neutral.
The next one, Erin Huntley.
I don't know. I'll say neutral.
Okay. And then the last one, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Well, I mean, based on the record, I'd say, you know, I would say probably unfavorable.
Okay, like very unfavorable. Or somewhat.
I'd say very.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, if the elections for presidents were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, mm-hmm. the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, I would say, knowing what I know now, I would say definitely.
Thank you. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Caroline Amesty, the Republican candidate?
Carolina Amesty.
Thank you. Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate?
I'd say probably.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. As you may know, Republican State Representative Caroline Amesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, mm-hmm. illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying signature as a notary. If she's found guilty, Amesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponent, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Caroline Amesty, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about the Democratic candidate, Spencer, you're talking about. I just Googled what you're talking about, you know, but without actually reading, you know, what's going on with that, I would still say Carolina.
It
just seems kind of fishy that it comes out, like, right before, you know, a big election, you know, and is it actually true, and, like, you know, what's the background behind it, so. I know you're just asking for simple answers, but, you know, that would be interesting to kind of learn more about.
Okay, no worries.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amesty, the Republican candidate?
Probably voting for her.
Thank you. Due to a state representative Amesty's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run from re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
And what's the Republican candidate's name?
Erin Huntley. This is one of the potential replacements.
Yeah, replacements. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It comes out, like, you know, two months before the election. you know, I would say right now probably the Republican candidate, but I would probably, if that did happen, you know, I'd do some research before I voted. But I think right now, Republican candidate.
Okay, and now that will be with the next question. Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Yeah, it would just be probably, because I don't know enough right now.
Okay, and if the elections of Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate?
I would say Scott Boyd.
Thank you. Would you say that you are definitely voting for Scott Boyd, or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, or usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote Republican, always vote Republican?
I would say usually vote Republican, but, you know, because I do vote for Democrats, it just depends, but I'll say usually.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Yeah, I would say moderate.
Thank you.
You know,
what is that?
I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I just trust that because, I mean, you have, you know, like, fiscal policy, you got foreign policy, you got, like, domestic, more social stuff. So that's why I say moderate, you know, because of different views depending on what we're talking about. But in this case, I would say moderate.
Okay, and what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Graduate school. Is that a option?
High school graduate, sure. Some college, or just high school graduate?
So is there a graduate school option on there?
Yeah, we have some college trade school, college graduate with a bachelor's.
Mm-hmm. Is there one that's like postgraduate college?
Got it. Okay, this concludes our service.
Wait.
Thank you so much.
I was just saying, what were the options for the schooling?
Yeah, it was
I didn't hear all of them.
High school completed, some college, college 2 years, college 4 years degree, and postgraduate degree.
Yes, postgraduate degree would be.
Okay, perfect then. So this completes the service, sir. I really appreciate your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Bye.